this morning, in this month of faith for overflowing grace and glory, we shall be looking at the subject of the necessity of faith. The necessity of faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 4. The Bible said, behold, his soul which is lifted up in him is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Are you hearing me very clearly? Say amen. Sound is clear where you are, say amen. Sound is not clear where you are, also say amen. How did you hear? Praise the Lord. Alright, it's clear. Say amen. The necessity of faith. Understanding the critical role of faith in the life of the saint. That is our objective. The critical role of faith in the life of the child of God. As we approach the end of the age, the Bible suggests that there will be a scarcity of faith in the earth. In Luke chapter 18, verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? At the time of the coming of the Lord, will there still be faith on the earth? As we approach the end of the age, there will be a shortage and a scarcity of faith. The Bible also made it clear in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 that towards the end of time, in the last days, perilous times shall come. One translation says, strength reducing times. Perilous times means strength reducing times. The Bible also said, the time will come when men's heart or their faith will fail them because of fear and anxiety. Luke chapter 21, verse 26. Luke 21 and in verse 26 he said, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heaven will be shaken. That a time will come when there is so much happening on the earth. You look here, you are hearing of terrorism. You look there, you are hearing of banditry. You look here, you are hearing of war in Ukraine. You look here, you are hearing of this or that. It's a man's heart will fail them for fear. Faith will be failing them for anxiety. Before Jesus left, he also spoke about the possibility of faith failure to Peter in Luke 22 and in verse 31 and 32. Luke 22. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you. Satan wants to do things to shake you like wheat. He said, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not.
And when thou art converted,
strengthen thy brethren.
So there is a possibility of faith failure, and it's worse than heart failure in my understanding.
Especially as we approach the end of time.
So what is the
summary of this introduction?
If there is any time to keep faith strong and alive, it is now. If there is any time to keep faith strong and keep faith alive, it is now. If there is anything that must not fail, it is faith. That's our second summary of this introduction. If there is any time to keep faith strong and alive, it is now. And if there is anything that must not fail, it is faith. Why? Because faith is very critical to life, both in time and in eternity. Faith is critical to life, both in time and in eternity. For a successful passage through this world and a successful arrival in eternity, faith is compulsory. In the name of Jesus, your faith shall not fail. Can someone say a louder amen? Can someone say a louder amen? Lift your right hand and say, my faith cannot fail. My faith will not fail. I will not allow my faith to fail. Let me say something very important. The development of faith is not an optional activity. It's a mandatory activity. The development of faith. You don't develop your faith because you want to. You develop your faith because you have to. There are things in life you don't need to want to. You don't want to eat before you eat. You have to eat. You don't want to drink water before you drink. You have to drink water. You don't want to bath before you bath. Whether you are interested or not, you must bath if your head is correct. If you are sane. And if you want to live a normal life. That is how faith is. It is not a matter of, I am interested in holiness, but I'm not interested in faith. I'm interested in prayer life, but I'm not interested in faith. No. Faith is too crucial to be ignored. And now, why is faith necessary? Why is faith so mandatory? Why is faith so critical? If you will get this, that faith is not a thing you have a choice about. It is mandatory. Why is faith necessary? Number one, life answers to faith. Life answers to faith. Life is at the mercy of faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 said, the just shall live by his faith. You know all the other passages. Romans chapter 1 verse 17, the just shall live by faith. Galatians 3:11, the just shall live by faith. And Hebrews chapter 10 and in verse 38, he said, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. The just shall live by faith. Quality of life is determined by faith, and durability of life is determined by faith. The quality of your life is determined by your faith, and the durability of your life is determined by faith, is affected by faith. You live well by faith, and you can live long also by faith. Is God speaking to anyone here at all? So the just shall live by faith. You cannot live a quality of life higher than what your faith has allowed. You can't live a quality of life higher than what your faith has permitted. And the continuity of your existence, the continuity of your existence cannot be guaranteed where your faith has expired. Is God speaking to someone here? You can't live a quality of life higher than what your faith has allowed. We came back from Cameroon yesterday, Douala, from the crusade. We'll show you the clip shortly. And I had suggested that some of our crew members, some instrumentalists, television crew, and all of that, music people, some of them, we should try and rent a charter flight for them to be able to be in church on Sunday. But they say, oh no, they have tickets already to come back on Sunday morning. They will come back on Sunday morning. Let them just come comfortably via normal commercial flight. Just before we take off, someone called me and said, we have a flight coming from Chad to Douala. And it's going to fly to Abuja empty. Do you have anybody that can we pick you? I said, well, we already have flight picking us, but our television crew and other crew are still available. He said, how many are there? I said, about 10 to 12. He said, we can pick all of them. Free of charge. Because that was what I decided at first. And they said, no, we already have commercial flight ticket. But God said, this is what you will go by now. Some of them, for the first time in their very lives, they would have missed church this morning. Believing this morning. If it is not possible, it may not be the fault of the devil. It may be the fault of your faith. We just said now that you don't need to buy it to own it. Hear the testimony of that man. Both the quality of your life and the durability of your life. The quality of your life and the durability of your life. They are both affected by your faith. This is the summary. Life is at risk without faith. Life is at risk. Because you don't know the forces of the enemy, the agenda of darkness, current plots and plans of the enemy regarding your life or your family. Life is at risk without faith. And this is the conclusion. If you love your life, then build your faith. If you love your life, then build your faith. So the just shall live by his faith. Faith is necessary. Because your life is tied to your faith. Why is faith necessary? Number two, victory. Answers to faith. Victory. Answers to faith. Victory. Answers to faith. First John chapter 5 verse 4. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is the victory.
Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 15. He said, above all, 16, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith he shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The shield of faith. I'm sure you have heard before that life is a battlefield, not a playground. Life is warfare, not funfair. I heard that from God's servant Bishop Oyedepo for the first time. And the battles of life, they don't serve advance notice. Whether you know it or not, the battle is on. Whether you are interested or not, the battle is on. You don't hate anybody, but somebody is hating you. And somebody may go diabolical because he thinks your guts is too much. Am I communicating? So it takes a faith that is alive. A faith that is alive to win the victory. Somebody said he was going to build in his village, and arrival at the village, at the construction site, first thing he picked up was charm. And from then on, construction could not go on. This is the victory. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3. He said, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Some people were born into battle. You did nothing about it. In Cameroon, the other day, I was ministering and gave a word about a particular community, occultic community. I didn't know that whatever I was saying and seeing about them was shadow compared to what they were experiencing. Where they worshipped the head, the skull of their ancestors. That you had to exhume the skull from the ground and worship. One said he was already a pastor, and his father's skull is waiting for him to worship. They said, if you don't exhume it by yourself, the skull will come out by itself from the ground. Supposing it is that kind of family we're born into, you need your faith to crush that skull and set all of them on fire and set them to hell. Another community there, they said, somebody can eat banana and turn into an elephant in a particular community. And there they can plant banana and it will grow and bear fruit under 1 hour. Have you seen such technology before? Even mechanized agriculture. And no technology of agronomy can do that. The wars, the battles of life, they are real. But you will win them. There is not one person under the sound of my voice that shall be cut short before your time. In the name of Jesus, every current battle in your life is winnable and it is won right now. If you believe it, say loud amen. Our tool for victory is our faith. The Christian's faith
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 12. Paul the apostle says, fight the good fight of faith. 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. 1 Timothy 6:12. The good fight of faith. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7, he says, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I have kept the faith. So you use your faith to win the battles of life. You use your faith so you don't end as a victim of life's battles. You use your faith so you don't end as a victim of the conflicts of life. You use your faith so you don't end as a cheap prey to the enemy. Somebody say aloud, amen. This is the summary. If you want to be unbeatable, you need faith. If you want to be indomitable, you need faith. If you want to be unconquerable, you need faith. If you want to be unbeatable, you want to be indomitable, unconquerable by the forces of darkness, you need faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32 to verse 34, Hebrews 11, 32 says, and what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms. You see, they wrought righteousness, obtained promises, they stopped the mouths of lions. The life of victory is inevitable with faith. The life of defeat is also inevitable without faith. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say the loudest, amen. There are so many things God has helped us to do in His vineyard and to do in one area or the other that nobody from our line or community or entire region ever dared, ever. It's as if there is an embargo. You can't cross here. From your side, you can't move beyond this. In any realm. But you say, no, who is he that saith it and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? And by the way, I'm not a citizen of that place. I am a citizen from up. Manufactured from above. That village was only my port of arrival. I just arrived there. I just arrived there to fulfill my destiny. To fulfill my life assignment. I am not a citizen because I arrived at an airport. The Bible says, my citizenship is from above. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood. If a man be born anew, he's a new creature. It's like he has never existed before. So what tie people from that place down can't tie me down. What tie people from that, from my family down can't tie me down. What tie people from your family down can't tie you down. What tie people from your community down can't tie you down. If you are a believer, say the loudest, amen. You need your faith to cross the barriers and overwhelm the embargoes. That was number two. Why do you need faith? Number three, possessions. Answer to faith. Possessions. That is your possession, your inheritance. All right, inheritance answers to faith. Your inheritance in God, what God has for you, you access them by faith. Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 12. Hebrews 6, 12, it says that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. True faith and patience, they inherit the promises. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 33, we already read just now, how the people of old subdued kingdoms, took over territories by faith, obtained promises of their inheritance by faith. Psalm 27 and in verse 13, he said, I had fainted. unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So you believe it before you see it. You believe it before you see. Faith is the arm with which we receive the promises of God. You receive the promises of God by the arm of faith. So the paralysis of faith is the bankruptcy of inheritance. When your faith is paralyzed, your inheritance in God can never be possessed. The meaning is, the limit of your faith is the limit of your inheritance. When we're looking for a place for the construction of this dome and for the rest of the things, the person we were talking with, he said, how many hectares are we looking for? I said, we are looking for so and so hectares. He said, I have 10 hectares. I said, that's too small. I have 24 hectares, 31 hectares. I said, that is too small. He told my wife, he said, excuse me, ma. Where did your gawan take plenty land do? He couldn't imagine. He couldn't believe it. Where did your gawan take plenty land do? I said, relax. You don't know anything yet. As we are now, we are looking for 100 more hectares adjoining this for university. And I have good news for you. On Sunday, I told you that we are about to get, that we are trusting God that very soon approval for the construction of the overhead bridge right here will be given to us. And 48 hours later, the approval was in our hands. All right, the construction company and the authorities, they have already come here by 10 a.m. on Friday to access the place where the road will be. And then very soon, by the time we get the drawings, everything set, construction will be on. So my wife said to me, "Say, please keep on saying things. Because when you say it, they happen." We said it on Sunday. It came on. I was called. I said, the letter is ready. Where do we bring it? Bring it. When do we bring it? I said, now. They're talking about when now. In the name that is above every name, everything that is your expectation shall be entered into your hands in this season. Everything you are trusting God for as an expectation shall enter your hands in this season. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Shout the louder believers amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The limit of your faith. Now, let me say this and round up there and then we can begin to see how we can go towards the end. All of us have equal inheritance in God. But we don't all have equal reality. Our possibilities are equal. But our realities are not equal. God is no respecter of persons. What he does for one, he can do for another. We have equal possibilities, but not the same reality. And the difference is the potency of faith. Our faith potency differs. What you believe is different from what I believe. What I can dare is different from what you can dare. What I can go for is different from what you can go for because our faith differs. If you want to see higher reality, move into higher realms of faith.
higher realms of faith, higher realms of belief, higher realms of light and revelation. And that is what the whole month is about. Someone is saying, how do I then build my faith? How do I grow my faith? How do I move higher in faith? You will be taught all of that throughout the month to ensure that you are in the services. So, our inheritance answer to faith. Number four, this is very interesting. Answered prayer answers to faith. Answered prayer. To pray and be answered, faith is required. Answered prayer answers to faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, he said, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He that cometh to God must believe. You don't just pray. There is a faith that makes you access things from God. Mark chapter 11 verse 24. Scripture says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe. That is the faith dimension. In James chapter 1, he's talking about if any man is lacking wisdom, let him ask God. Then in verse 6, he said, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea that is driven with the wind and tossed. Ask in faith. Listen to this. Many people are praying, but not many are answered or experiencing answers. In fact, many people are praying, but not many expect to be answered. They don't expect. It is just a matter of religion. The difference in whether the prayer will be answered or not is the faith content of the prayer. The faith content of the prayer. Let me say this now, and then we'll look at this maybe deeper in the month. Never pray from a sentimental point of view. Pray from a revelational point of view. It is not sentiments that answer prayers. Don't pray from a sentimental point of view. You pray from a revelational point of view. And I will explain to you what faith means in that regard. You don't come to God to say, Lord, you know I am old enough to be married. Why am I not married? That is sentiments. Lord, you have favored everybody. You have not favored me. Why? No, that's not how to pray. In praying, first of all, you know that there is a God who is real. You are dealing with a real God, not a plastic God, not an idea. You are aware that there is God and He is real. You have a revelation of the reality of God. And then you have a revelation of the promises of God to you. What has God said concerning what you are praying about? You are aware of it. And then, you have done what is expected of you for God to do what is expected of Him. Am I communicating at all? You have done what is expected of you for God to do what is expected of Him. When you line this up, you know God is real. His word is real. You have found out what He says concerning what you are looking for. And you have done what He wants you to do for Him to do what He is going to do. Then faith is in line. For example, somebody is praying for money.
He doesn't know how to give. He said, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Shall men give to your bosom? Bring all your tithes into the storehouse and prove me now herewith if I will not open the windows of heaven. He that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. He's not aware of all of those. Give me money, give me money. Say, no, you are praying a very useless prayer. It will never be answered. Lord, bless me, bless me, bless me. Why? You shall serve the Lord your God and he shall bless. So you are not serving the Lord your God and you are asking for him to bless. It won't work. The journey of faith means that you know that God is real. You know what God says in his word. You know what God wants you to do for him to do what he will do. And you have done what God wants you to do. And now you have come to him to ask him to do what he is expected to do. In that case, your faith is standing on rock solid ground. You are not even begging. It's a matter of, Lord, this is what your word says. Lord, this is what you said I should do. Lord, I have done what you expect me to do. I am expecting you to do what you say you will do in response to what I have done. Somebody understood that, say loud amen. Somebody understood that, shout the loud most amen. Lift up your right hand. I speak to you today. You will never pray a wasted prayer another time. You will never pray a wasted prayer another time. You will never pray a useless prayer another time. If you are believing, if you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Finally this morning, say louder amen. Give the Lord a loud shout of victory. How many of us see your prayers being answered more than before? You see your prayers answered unusually. You see your prayers answered uniquely. Say the loudest, amen. Finally, spiritual health and vitality answers to faith. Spiritual health or vitality answers to faith. Spiritual health. To be spiritually healthy. You know that Christianity as a whole is called the faith. Acts chapter 6 verse 7. He said, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. The faith. Acts chapter 13 and in verse 8. Say, but Elimas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, he withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Christianity is the faith. The faith. Acts chapter 16 verse 5. And so where the church is established in the faith and increased in number daily in the faith, the faith, the faith, the faith. No wonder in those days the King of England was called the defender of the faith. The faith, the faith. What does that mean to you? Faith is central to spirituality. Faith. I'm about to show you that even holiness may not be possible without faith. I'll show you that shortly. Are you okay? What is the murmuring all about? The medicine only hurts that are sick, murmur. Are you okay? All right. I said that Faith is central to spirituality. Let me give you an example. For example, when your faith in the reality of God is shaken, that is, you are not sure there is God. Am I communicating? When your faith in the reality of God is shaken, your spirituality is shaken, your prayer life is shaken, your study of the word is shaken, your fasting is shaken. Also, when your faith in the goodness of God is shaken, the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God, that is, God, is God good? I am not sure. Maybe he's good to some people, but he's not good to me. When that faith is shaken in the goodness of God, in the faithfulness of God, in the mercifulness of God, when your faith is shaken, your spirituality is shaken. That is when people stop becoming active in church. He was a firebrand intercessor before. He was a serious usher before. He was a serious choir member before or something. And suddenly, he's just coming to church. Why? The faith is shaken. Is God real? Does God really love me? Is God really good? If he is, why this or why that? The faith is shaken. Am I communicating at all? Some reduce coming to church. Some stop coming to church. Let me watch from home. I reached out to someone some time back. So you have not been coming to church? He said, yes. I just wanted to watch from home. That watching from home led into many, 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 many things, including child outlook. Hello? Some, it is backsliding completely. If God is real, why this? If God is that, why that? That is why faith in God, in the reality of God, in the goodness of God, it just sends the devil to hell. It just knocks the devil's head on the ground. It just tells the devil, if you are looking for who to walk on, I am not your candidate. That was the kind of faith Job had. When everything around Job was not working, when everything Job had almost literally got lost, in Job chapter 13 verse 15, Job said, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. I still believe him. I will maintain my ways before him. Even though he kills me, I am not changing position. That is when faith is intact. You tell the devil, you are on your own. Nebuchadnezzar threatened Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If you worship another God, if you don't worship me, I'll throw you into the fire. And their faith says in Daniel chapter 3 verse 16. He said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, we will not serve you. That is rugged, brutal faith in God that is unshakable by circumstances and situations. Daniel had such a faith. If anybody worships another God, they said, they are going to throw him into the lion's den. In Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 10, the Bible said, when Daniel saw, knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God
as he did aforetime. I pray for somebody here. Your faith will not fail. I said your faith will not fail. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, God is good. Say it, Father, say, God is good. Say, I don't get a revelation. I am not getting the revelation of God from the devil. I am getting the revelation of God from the world. Say, in the name of Jesus, my position with God does not change. Say, it is either God or God. Not God or the devil. It is either God or God. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Those are the kind of, you see, when you come to the point where you nothing moves you, then there is nothing the devil can do about you. You are telling the devil, my God will deliver me from your hand, from this fire. But in case he decides not to deliver me, I will still not serve you, devil. Okay, what will the devil do again? He gave me husband, he is God. He has not given me husband yet, he is God. If he gives me children, he is God. If he hasn't given me children yet, he is God. If he gives me a job, he is God. If he has not given me a job yet, he is still God. Am I communicating at all? He's not God because he did something for me. He is God because he's God. He's not God because he did something for me. He is God because he created me. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praises. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say louder, amen. God is God. God is no man. God is God. God is no man. God is God. God is no man. He has done it again. And again, God is no man. God is God. God is no man. God is God. Is God. Sing it one more time, God. Lord, a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Please be seated as I round off in 5 minutes. So your faith determines your life, determines your victory, determines your possession, determines answered prayers. Your faith determines your spiritual health to be spiritually vibrant and strong and audacious. It requires faith. What is my counsel today? Number one, make investing into your faith the most important investment of your life. Investing into your faith. Make investing into your faith the most important investment of your life. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Investment into your life, into your faith. We spend so much time on many, many things, but we spend such a short time on our faith. We spend so much money on so many, many things, but we spend very little money on our spiritual life. Investing into your faith should be made the most important investment of your life. Secondly, don't ever allow what happens around you to be more important than what is written about you. Never allow what happens around you to be more important than what is written about you. Don't ever allow what happens around you to weigh more in your heart than what is written about you. I am sure it was Galatians. Is it chapter 5 verse 6 or one of them? We move. Faith walketh by love. We walk by faith, not by sight. The counterpart of that word says, let the voice of God's word drown the noise of the world in your life. There is a lot of noise in the world. Let the voice of God's word drown the noise of the world. 2 Corinthians 5, 7, for walk by faith, not by sight. Thank you. Let the voice of God's word drown the noise, if you permit me, the noises of the world. The world is full of noise. Satan is a roaring lion. He has a lot of noises. He has a lot of followers who have a lot of noise. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. It's a new day for you. It's a new season for you. It's a new season for you. This morning, as the anointing will come upon your life, every trace of uncertainty will be destroyed. Are you saying amen? Say it louder. Say it louder. And stand up on your feet and shout it at the top of your voice. Shout it louder! My eyes are upon you. Lord, all of my hope is in you. My eyes are upon you. Lord, all of my hope is in you. I cannot fear what the future holds. For you hold the future in your hands. I cannot fear, Lord. I cannot fear the future holds. What movement is that right there up there? Sing my eyes. Most important verdict. It's not the verdict of men. It's not the conclusion of situations. It's the verdict of God. Let God be true.
Let every devil in the world be a liar. Because any other verdict is subject to circumstances. But the verdict of God stands. If God said it, take your life to it. If he says the number of your days I will fulfill, stick your life to it. It is fail-safe. Any other happening is subject to diverse circumstances. Hello? Circumstances beyond your knowledge. Say amen. I prayed for somebody on the wheelchair and he woke up, stood up and walked. And one day I was praying for one on the wheelchair and he just stood there. And I said, do you want to walk? He said, I need money. I was wasting my energy and wasting my faith for somebody who is not. You know, in the foreign world, there is what they call disability allowance. For as long as they cannot move and walk, the government is paying them something. So if you ask them to walk, you cut their money. Hallelujah. Don't let any devil confuse you regarding the position of God and the position of his word. Under no circumstance, under no happenstance. I wish they can show us the Cameroon crusade. Crutches were like broomstick. You saw them? Or bada bada. By yesterday morning, a man who had his testicle removed by surgery about 7 years ago, in the course of the service, a new testicle appeared. See those crutches there? That is Douala, Cameroon, not Lagos, Nigeria, not Abuja, not Nyanya.
In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3.
Are you just standing and looking like that?
And many people are coming there for to harvest, and it's a shelter to many.
Amen.
And the Lord
Amen.
Says,
"Move faster, move faster to the night session." Can he not do?
Scream it louder. Woman in the yesterday morning session with two extra breasts. 1, 2, 3, 4. The strange two extra ones disappeared. Odobo Gagu. Not only one, no. Not two, not three. Woman with brain tumor. By virtue of the brain tumor, is the pituitary tumor, breast milk was coming from her breast. Other terrible symptoms. Tumor disappeared. Milk dried up. Symptoms disappeared. While we were praying in Douala, prophecy came that in Bamenda, about 8 hours, is like from maybe here to Lagos or wherever, that somebody's relation was being raised who was crippled and paralyzed. Not one, not two, not three. It was an epidemic in Bamenda. There were some, they were showing us live as they were walking. Little baby, 7 years old, never walked. Stood up right there in Bamenda. Was walking. Everywhere. We were at the crusade ground and miracles were happening in people's houses. 7 to 8 hours away. What can God not do in your life here? Is God, that's right. See that one walking all the way in Bamenda. See the, another one. That little baby has never walked. 7 years. Blindness of many years. You are going to speak to God. Every time you have any question of any failure, it's never on the side of God. Never on the side of God. You examine yourself. Lord, show me what to do to change my situation. Show me what is wrong. You're going to lift up your voice. Oh God, that manifested himself that I just saw in this crusade in Cameroon and manifested here today and manifest all. Show yourself in my life. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
show yourself in my life. Today, show yourself in my life, in my family, in my situation. Reveal yourself to me. Lord, go ahead and speak to God. Precious name. Lift your hands high, very, very quickly. Everyone here this moment, you've seen the move of God, the power of God, the hand of God, and you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. I want you to pray this prayer after me. And say after me, Lord Jesus. Anywhere you are, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord, and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, can I see your hand? You pray the prayer, you meant it. Surrender of your life to Jesus. Wave it high. I see so many right here. All right, quickly step forward. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Dance Lord, that, celebrate that song as they come forward.
Lord, I give you,
I give
my
you the count of 10. And be the first,
I
the first person to come forward at the count of 10. 1. Tired of smoking or drinking, tired of womanizing, I'm tired of this or that, whatever you are tired of. Carry your Bibles and your bags and let the hold of sin be broken. Lying, cheating, stealing, fraud, duping, anything. Step forward and let God break the yoke. I've got my mind made up. After me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender myself to you. Help me to live for you. Help me to do your will. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. I declare fresh grace to serve the Lord be released upon you. I call it dawn. In Jesus' name.